Are you heading into this Christmas full of awe and wonder? I hope you are. But if we're honest, doesn't our awe and wonder get easily replaced with anxiety and weariness? Those aren't the gifts God has for us. Those need to be returned. Remember the awe and wonder of Christmas you had as a child? What if I told you God wants you to live each day with that same awe and wonder? Oh, Lori, that's not possible. I've put away childish things, and I live in the real world now of obligations, stress, and seriousness, and my face must show it. Listen, if that's how you feel, and sadly, if that's how you live your life, you're missing out on one of the greatest things about God. He is a God of wonders. Psalm 77:14. You are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among the peoples. Exodus 15:11. Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? The wonders of God, the things we can't explain or even understand, are what lead us to be in awe of God. He spoke this amazing world and all creation into being. He spoke the stars into place. He knew you before you were born. All the days of your life have been determined. The wind and waves obey him. Waters parted, fire sent down from heaven, the mouths of lions closed, and centuries-old prophecies fulfilled. The root of Jesse foretold. An angel's birth announcement, a virgin birth, and every miracle, sign, and wonder throughout Scripture, and the redeeming, miracle-working power of God in my own life, all point to the omnipotent wonder of God. Today, maybe you need to unwrap and receive the gift of wonder. The eyes of a child on Christmas morning are full of joy, excitement, and wonder of it all. They aren't trying to figure it all out. We lose that innocence as we grow up. We think we have to have it all figured out, and as a result, we miss the moments of wonder God still has for us to discover. It's in those moments we discover more of who He is, His never-ending love for us, His new morning mercy waiting for us. We feel His joy and peace within us as we walk through the valleys and storms. We find rest when the world around us is in chaos. Oh, the amazing wonder of it all. The miracle of God with us should bring us to our knees in awe and wonder of His amazing love every day. Turn your eyes back to the God of wonder and follow Him. 2,000 years ago, a star of wonder led the wise men to Jesus. They couldn't quite figure it out, but they knew they had to follow it. It was bigger than they were. The wonder of it and the miracle of it and the prophecy foretold in Numbers 24:17 could not be overlooked. A star shall come out of Jacob. They were watching for what could not be explained, but for what they believed. Their eyes were open to the wonder and miracles unfolding. They didn't want to miss it. Messiah had come. Psalm 45. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you planned for us, none can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. The wondrous works of God throughout history and throughout this day are too many to declare. If you've lost sight of them, take a fresh look. The wonders and mysteries of God are not to be figured out. They're simply there to be received. That's the truth. Open the gift of wonder. As you do, your eyes will begin to see beyond the circumstances of this day, and you'll experience the wonder and love of God through it. It's a beautiful gift. I'm Lori Klein.